Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, is Listeners on the Loose. Brought to you by Car Toys. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show, and it's a really simple concept. Instead of Steve and myself yapping about something, you call up and you start yapping about something.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean this is a lawless land. There are rules.
It's a simple rule. BJ has to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you will be gonged and we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
Let's go to Jeff and Fife. Jeff, you are on the Rock.
BJ Shea.
Who cares?
Hey, Steve, I was the one you beat earlier today. We're in that sometime.
I missed you. It's good to hear you again.
It's so nice. You know what? It's nice to know that you didn't beat him badly enough that he didn't want to come back.
You know what? Sometimes.
Yeah, of course. I'm not Dakota.
Wow. I love it. I love that Dakota, the guy that had one of the worst beat Migs performances in the history of this game, is still remembered fondly by all the other folks.
Dakota comes up on our text machine all the time. He's that memorable. Like, daily.
Yeah.
I remember these days, we got to get him back on. He's got to redeem himself.
What I remember about Dakota is how kind I was to him and nurturing during his tough loss.
You helped him get through it.
Yeah, I did.
All right, what you got for us, Jeff?
I don't know if you remember, on Wednesday I sent you guys a text about going through getting out of a 5-year-long relationship.
Yes.
And I was having some trouble with it. I just wanted to kind of put some context to it. I was the one who made the decision. It just wasn't something, kind of just felt alone. And it's kind of funny because you guys made me cry and then made me laugh afterwards with what you were saying.
But, exactly what this show is about. Mostly we make Danny cry. Mostly we make Vicky laugh when we try to talk to her.
I just wanted to say, a lot of people kind of have the misconception that the person who ends the relationship is just okay and everything's better. But it's not I'm hurting too. And the whole deal is, I'm going to try to keep it vague in case people are listening. But she tried to commit suicide after. So I'm dealing with that.
Okay, and so and this is important, Jeff, because somebody very close to me went through the same thing where they ended a relationship and that person wanted them to get back together again, and the answer was still no, and then the person actually was successful. We did lost them into suicide. Now, did she really, really try to do this, or do you think it was just basically attention, or was it indeed she was
originally... Originally, I thought it was attention, but yeah, she did. Ugh. And it's still going through therapy over that. But it's, I'm trying to figure out what I need to do, too.
How are you in therapy right now?
I'm working on that. I'm trying to find a therapist.
Yeah, dude, you need to get one stat. This is not this is not a small thing. You are somebody who made a move for yourself, and somebody else basically said, I'm going to take my own life because you made the move. That is, Jeff, that has huge ripple effects on you as a human being. And I mean, dude, you need to talk to somebody. Make that job one. Find somebody. I think it's betterhealth.com where you can actually get, I think there are therapists there and you can get them at a reasonable price. Some of them may even be free. I don't know. Check that out. Okay. But Jeff, please do that. This is not a big thing. What's happened in your life is not a big thing. And you want to come out on the other side of this as a good dude.
It is a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a big thing. Thank you, Steve. I can't speak right today. It's a very big thing.
It's the best of us.
Steve's right. Appreciate the call, Jeff.
You need to do this stat. It's not a big thing. But you know, wait a second.
It's not a small thing is what I meant to say. Yeah. God dang. But
no guy wants to say it's not a small thing.
Yeah.
Or they do, actually. Never. I give up. That's rough.
That's rough. I mean, all you're doing is going, look, I'm going to live my life. I'm sorry you're not in it. And next thing you know, the other person does the ultimate, which part of me thinks, look, there's a lot of things going on. But when you do something like that, on some level, is there a motive that you want to hurt that other person? I think there is. I've had suicidal thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
I will tell you, I've had suicidal thoughts. And every time I had them, I'll be honest, I was hoping I would cause pain to the people around me.
I'll show them.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that absolutely makes sense. And I think that's awful. You know, that someone would do that to him. And also just in general, yeah, it sounds like both parties definitely need to talk to somebody.
But yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There are some people out there that probably think like that, where it's like, oh, well, you don't want to be with me, I'm going to make you regret it. And what's the most heinous way to make someone regret it?
And when I think back, wow, I thought so little of my life that I was going to sacrifice it just to get back at somebody. I mean, just that kind of thinking. I think now where I'm at today, I'm like, wow, I was so no self-esteem for my own being that I was willing to give it up just to piss somebody off. That shows how little I actually cared for myself. And that is not a reality that some people have when they're in that mode, because anger's there. Mm-hmm. But think about it. You care so little for yourself. How could you be mad at anybody else who doesn't want to be with you? You don't want to be with you. Look how little you care for yourself.
You're so willing to dispose of yourself just to make somebody else feel bad.
That's the harsh truth that anybody has to face if you were in a situation that I was in. I can't speak for anybody else. I'm only speaking for me. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Go back to some of the scam conversation that we just had, because some people are texting in about some scam stories that they dealt with. I once almost got scammed because someone called and said that I won something. They said they just need to verify my credit card number for shipping and handling with your Visa starting with the number 4. I almost gave it to them, but then I hung up and called my dad. He's like, yeah, all Visas start with a 4. MasterCards, they all start with a 5. So thankfully, I got lucky.
Yeah. You know, again, if somebody wants to give you something, tell them, here's a Starbucks. I'll meet you there, and I'll get it from you there. And there'll be no shipping or handling, because I'll even buy you a coffee.
Yeah, another person, he said a couple weeks ago, had a company call me and say that my social security number had been used down in Texas. I live in Puyallup. Boy. I've never been to Texas. They wanted me to confirm my social and pay the outstanding balance. I just hung up.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
I'm impressed that they answered a call from somebody that they didn't know.
Yeah.
Whenever I have to call somebody and I know that they don't have my number, I'm like, it's probably going to go to voicemail. And whenever they answer and they're like, hello? I'm just like, at first, my first reaction is, why did you answer? You don't even know me.
Who does that?
Yeah.
I had that happen with Will Wheaton one time.
Will Wheaton.
And it was the most awkward phone call. Now, he had been on the show. We were friends. And then I was going to do an interview with him for Emerald City Comic Con.
Yeah.
So he had a new short story out. And I thought, you know what? I want to be prepared for the interview. I'm going to read a short story. Well, I go to download a short story. I'm having troubles on the computer getting it to download. And it says, call this number if you have troubles. And it's a National Clearinghouse place, you know? So I'm like, all right, it must be their customer service line. I call the number and I get a, hello? And I'm like, yeah, look, I'm having a hard time getting my book. And he's like, who is this? And at that point, the way he said it, I recognized his voice. And I'm going, holy crap, this is Will Wheaton. And so I said to him, I go, Will, why are you working customer service? He goes, who the hell is this? Right? I mean, he was like, he's not.
And then
finally, I'm like, oh, it's me. It's BJ. But Will, you know me. And immediately the poor guy goes, is this a dumb radio prank? Am I on the air? Oh. And I'm like, no, Will. I had to say, I said, Will.
Did he not know that they gave his number?
No, I said, Will, here's what I'm doing. I go, you're not on the air. I'm not radio pranking you. He goes, how'd you get my number? Then I go, and I took him through all the steps. And he looked online and he goes, my God, they put my home phone number, he says, on the customer service page. He was like, he's like, all right, thank you for showing me this. He said, anybody could have called me. He goes, I'm glad it was you, because we had a professional relationship. But it was it was so awkward. Because it was like that. He answered the phone. He didn't know who it was. Why would he answer the phone? I'm like you, Steve. Why would he just answer the phone from some rando? And he did.
Right. Yeah. It always trips me out whenever I call somebody. They don't expect, maybe they're expecting a phone call and they just answer because they're expecting a call. But there are times where I'm like, there's no chance this person's answering. And when they do, I'm like, why did you answer?
Yeah. I have to tell you, our relationship has never been better, because it never was he always wondered, like, is it a prank? Is it going to be? It never was on air, and he's always been kind to me, like, wow, you really never took advantage of it. And I never called him again. I never even saved his number, because that was his number.
Oh, you should save it, just so that you can be like, check out the famous guy in my phone.
Yeah, I didn't want to be that guy, you know, and so he's always been appreciative. He's like, you know, he never says anything, but he always comes up, shakes my hand. He comes and finds me. Uh-huh. I think he gets that, dude, you could have been a douche and you weren't.
Yeah,
you know, and I mean, again, though, why would you answer a phone when you don't know who the hell it is? You might have me on the other line. Who wants that?
We got a Facebook message to go back to Danny's sad moment when it came to television with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, that was a lot of sad moments we talked about earlier in different TV shows.
And Danny, what was that moment that happened with the Fresh Prince?
Come on. It was the part where Will, his dad left him for the second time, and he's trying to be tough about it, but then he starts breaking down, crying.
Don't make fun of Danny. He's starting to cry.
Uncle Phil's just like telling him he is enough. It's such a great moment. Shut up!
Danny, I'm not going to make fun of you because I won't tell you the scenes, but there's scenes in certain movies.
I won't. I won't even go over.
I'll cry.
Yeah,
I can't make fun of Danny. No, I will cry every time.
Danny's a better man than me. If I know this is a scene, if I share it on the air and it gets me going, I'm like, I'm not even going to talk about it. That scene never existed then.
My wife makes total fun of me because I'll tell her about a show that I like, and then if I'm really passionate about it, she starts smiling, and I go, why are you smiling? She goes, at any point, the waterworks are going to start. She goes, I know you.
Dude, my wife knows when it's about to happen on television. And when there's something going on, like, if she's like kind of half asleep lying on my lap and I'm struggling, I'm like, don't make a sniffle. Don't reach for your eyes because these are all trigger points. And then I just feel her head looking up and she's like, I know you're crying. And I'm like, no.
I ducked out of the latest. Because my wife thinks, she thought I would cry, and spoiler alert if you haven't seen Avengers Endgame, but she had heard, she said, I hear in the movie there's going to be, because I just showed it to her last weekend. She goes, I hear in the movie there's going to be a lot of, like, there's a big scene where people are going to cry. And I'm like, yes, there. Because my wife does, she wants everything spoiled. Yep. My wife doesn't like to wait for anything. She would just tell me what happens.
Yep.
And so I go, yeah, there's
a scene.
That's
how my wife is.
And so she does this thing on the couch, starts wiping my eyes to see if I'm crying.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm smiling. I go, and there is a part in this movie where I cry, but she's not going to know where it is. Uh-huh. She expected it to be the part where everybody thought there'd be there's two spots you cry. If you know the movie, you're going to cry when Tony's talking to his little kid early, the first time you see her in the movie, and she's in bed, mm-hmm. he's mm-hmm. tucking her in. You'll cry there, especially if you know what's going to happen later in the movie. You'll definitely cry there. Well, she thought that would be the place because she was looking at me, and I go, no. I always cry when it looks like the hero is effed, but then somebody comes to save the day.
Oh.
And there's that part.
So with the bad guy?
No, not that guy.
Oh, that was a pretty cool
moment. It's the part in the Avengers Endgame where Captain America is getting his ass kicked by Thanos, and Thor is already down, and Iron Man's down, and so he's just like, and Thanos summons everybody, and everybody's like, he's got all of his bad guys coming through all the warp gates, and you're like, oh, crap. I got to be careful because I'm going to be like Danny. But Cap gets up anyway and says, all right, it's me against a skillion of you. And then the warp gates open up or the Doctor Strange stuff, and then everybody comes in. And it's like,
on your left.
Buddies. Yeah.
Oh, God, I was a mess for 15 minutes.
Dude, it was
funny.
That's where I cry, but my wife doesn't know I cry at that scene. She thought I'd cry at the one big scene where everybody knows where you're going to cry.
That last Avengers film, I remember like the big moment, you know, at the end, right? And I had no waterworks. Or I didn't get sniffly. And my wife, you know, she got a little teary-eyed on that. And then afterwards, like, I'm surprised you didn't get all worked up about that. And I was like, because I give her a hard time, like, what's going on? Are you crying over there? Because I can finally get it back on her. And then she's like, well, how come you didn't get worked up about that? And I'm like, I have to be transparent. A listener spoiled it. So I already knew it was about to happen. So I was mentally ready for it. And it didn't catch me by surprise.
Yeah, you did a good job. Yeah. You got it ready to go.
But to go back to the Fresh Prince thing, Matt from Facebook said that scene where the Fresh Prince was somewhat improvised. Will Smith's character was supposed to just brush it off. But I guess he got emotional thinking about how his real dad in his real life left him.
Oh, I didn't know that about Will Smith.
Actually, I don't think that's 100% true. They debunked it because...
Oh, who cares? It's a good story.
But, like, I know. It was one of those, like, why?
Damn it, Matt.
Because there's...
We were all having a moment. Vicky ruined it with the truth.
I ruined it with the truth. Can we just go back to crying?
Yeah. Damn it. All right, well, never mind then, Will Smith. You're not that great of a guy.
Wow.
Well, his dad was there and encouraging him throughout, you know, his rap career.
Oh, wait, so his dad was an active person in his life.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, then I guess that's an important tidbit to throw out
that
there.
That sucks if you're the dad.
Poor dad.
If you're Will Smith's dad and this stupid Snopes rumors going around about how you abandoned him, all based on the stupid TV show, how pissed are you as the father? I helped this kid.
Right, I helped get him through everything.
I went to every stupid acting class he had and all of his recitals, whatever he did. I was there.
Son of a.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're going to continue to tell that story. We're still going to do it. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Got more of your calls, more of your texts. We'll take those at 933 on The Rock. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. Let's go to Jesse in Tacoma. Jesse, you are on The Rock.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jesse. Welcome to the show. What you got for us?
Well, I'm getting married today.
Woo! Today? Nice. Is this your first marriage?
It is, yeah, both of our first.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very excited. And I know that you guys are all married. Well, not all of you, but a lot of you are married.
Well, Danny's not a good example because his marriage didn't last.
Wow.
Sorry.
What's on the menu for your dinner at the wedding?
Well, it's actually very small. We're going to a restaurant after our courthouse wedding.
Good for you.
It's where we met, not at the courthouse.
I was going to say, that's pretty epic if that was the case. So where are you guys going to go?
Yeah, what kind of food are you going to have?
Well, it's at the Swiss in Tacoma. I don't know if you guys know it.
Yeah, that's a great spot.
Steve approves. Yeah.
They have awesome food there.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And they got some old school Dale Chihuly glasswork there.
Oh, that's cool. That makes sense. Tacoma. I just feel like everybody in Tacoma should have a piece of Dale.
This is a cool spot.
About it. So what can we do for you, Jesse?
Well, I'd love any advice from the married people.
Oh, all right, Steve. So here's the thing. You've been married how many years, Steve?
I'm coming up on my 9 year.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
and of course
you've got
way on the other side. I mean, Steve's marriage is, I wouldn't say it's relatively new, but it's much newer than mine. I've been 34 years. So, Steve, what advice would you give her? Anything at all that you think, because that's what they always ask. Mm-hmm. They always ask, like, what's the secret? What's a good piece of advice? And I always try to think of something that I think might be helpful, and I don't know, but what do you got?
Alcohol, lots of alcohol.
There you go.
No. Well, it sounds like you guys are already have like a fun mindset, you know, getting married on the cheap and just going to go over to the Swiss and have a good time. I think that's a good mentality to go into it. Just like do fun stuff together. That's really my biggest advice. Like we always try and find fun things to do together, even if we don't have like a ton of time together because of work or just, you know, other stuff going on in our lives. When we do have time to just spend together, we try and do fun stuff. Like we're going to Leavenworth this weekend, tomorrow, just to get out of town. And it's Lulu's first vacation. So it's very exciting for us.
Okay, that's nice.
Follow her on Instagram at Lulu the Warrior Princess.
She's a dog and she's not excited
she's
about
it. She's super excited. She's excited been resting all day for it.
She's excited about four basic things, you know.
Leavenworth?
Waking up, sleeping, eating, and taking a dump. That's what she's excited about.
Someone said always argue naked.
Yeah. Jesse, do you have any kids?
We don't yet.
Wow. You're primed for an awesome, awesome relationship. If you can, I used to give this rule of thumb out all the time, and Steve's followed it to the T for the most part. 3 years, if you can be 3 years together without children, that really will solidify the marriage. You guys will spend a lot of good married time together so that if you decide to have children, and maybe you don't, but if you do, you'll have 3 solid years that you can go, okay, we dig each other. We know we dig each other because the kids will make a massive change in your life. And you want your marriage to have some solidity, if you will, before that happens. Not everybody gets to do that. And I think it's a big challenge to marriage when people have kids way too early in the marriage and don't really, they haven't worked on themselves living together as a married couple, and make that work. So if you can do that and you're already on your way to doing that, that would be fantastic. Look, I mean, if somehow it's 2 years, whatever, but the more time you can spend with each other before kids come into the picture, I think that would be super helpful. And Jesse, be a student of men. Be a student of him so that you know what's really going on rather than what you think is going on based on your perspective. That's what I would say. And I would say the same thing to him. Really find out what's going on with her. Don't pretend like you know. And we guys, for the most part, we're stupid. We just don't get things that you think we should get because you just have a higher awareness on average. Women do. So that's all I got.
And one last thing. Get the mac and cheese tonight.
Oh, yes.
It's really good.
That will start the wedding off the right way.
Fish and chips are pretty
delicious, congratulations, man. I love the fact that people are getting hitched up and still doing that. And I love the small venue. You're going to have a better time. I think you have a better time. Ours was small. It was a much better time. But the food that I wanted, all the stupid people that were giving me a hard time weren't there. I loved it. My wedding was great.
I want to give a quick shout out to this texter because it's a pretty incredible text and it kind of puts things in perspective. You know, whenever we get stressed out about whatever we do with our jobs, that when you read something like this, it just kind of takes you a moment to just kind of let it digest, and it's pretty awesome. Guys, I just want to let you guys know you helped me through a hard time I had with postpartum depression. I was getting therapy, but my therapist told me to find one thing outside of taking care of my newborn twins to do every morning to help me through. So every morning I got up early, made a cup of coffee, and sat in my kitchen and listened to your show on the radio. I'm doing better now. My twins are two, but it's still a daily routine that I have. Thank you so much for being on the air.
Wow. Normally, I think any therapist would say that's the last thing you want to do is listen to these idiots to get your mental health better. Wow. I'm glad it worked.
Well, it probably makes you also feel better in realizing there's crazier people out there.
Yeah. That's a good thing. If you think your life is messed up, you tune into us, you'll realize, oh, yeah, those guys, forget about it.
So I just want to give a shout out to that lady because that's pretty freaking awesome.
And I'm really happy that what a great idea from the therapist. It's a great idea. Go do something for you because, man, kids are tough. Mm-hmm. They're awesome, but they're tough. Steve? I can't wait.
I can't either.
Oh, I can't wait. For different reasons. Oh, I know. You're going to just look at me with this knowing, like, why did I give you so much crap? You were right about everything. It's going to be one of those moments. You're going to think I'm amazing.
You know what? Let's not get crazy.
Yeah,
here,
you are. Once December rolls.
Let's not get nuts.
Let's go to Nina in Auburn. Nina, you are on the rock.
Hello.
Hello, Nina. Welcome to the show. What you got for us?
So the topic this morning about getting broken up with.
Yes.
When I was in eighth grade, this guy I was dating, he didn't show up for school one day, and one of his friends told me that we were breaking up.
Oh, that's how you got dumped. He had a go-between.
Yep.
But this is eighth grade.
That's delegation at its best.
Yeah. What are we, like 12 years old, eighth grade? We're like 12, 13?
Sure.
Yeah. That guy.
Oh, and Steve.
Yes?
Steve, I saw you at Monday Night Raw.
Yes.
And I called like a week before to tell you that I was pregnant, and it's a girl.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stevie is a great name for a girl. Just throwing it out there.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Is that all you want to say, Nina? Just you want to, okay. Okay, good. All right. I was a little worried.
Why?
Well, usually if a woman calls up and tells you she's pregnant and tells you what it is, usually it's like she's like, I know you're the father. I was a little worried for you, Steve.
Steve, what a great day.
I mean, she said.
Now I have two kids on the way.
I mean, the way it started. Steve, remember when I was talking to you at Monday Night Raw and I told you I was pregnant?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, no.
It's your kid.
Yeah.
And it's also a girl.
That could have gone wrong if you were a bad kind of guy.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not.
I got news for you. In the past, I have worked with people where that call would have gone that way.
What? Oh, that would have been epic.
Yeah. Oh, I have in my career, especially like in the older days in the 80s and 90s where everybody was effing everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, we got calls like that. We go, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, okay, who's this? And the people I'm working with on the radio go, she's lying. I'm not the father. And it's like, okay, it's like Billie Jean over here.
Epic moment right there.
Yeah, that's why. So I basically had like a traumatic flashback.
Oh, I didn't.
Well, I know you didn't. You know what's up.
I thought you wanted to talk about maybe Roman Reigns or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think was going to happen. Let's go to Jeff and Shelton.
She should name her kid after a WWE superstar, like Carmella.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
I go Carmella.
Oh, Carmella?
Yeah.
I would go The Undertaker.
Okay, that's always a girl who loves to be called The Undertaker.
It's a great child name. Hello, this is my kid, Under.
This is my child, my baby daughter, Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, exactly. This is Macho Man. Here he is, my baby daughter, Macho.
Oh, yeah!
All right, Jeff and Shelton, you're on the rock. Go ahead, buddy.
How's it going, guys?
Not too bad, Jeff. What you got for us?
Well, you guys were talking about phone scams earlier. Unfortunately, I was the victim of an extensive phone scam a couple years ago.
Jeff, you don't sound that old, dude. How old were you when this happened?
I'm 39 now, so I was 37 at the time.
Okay, what happened?
Well, first of all, Migs was saying don't ever answer the phone if it's not in your contacts.
Yeah.
I learned a lot through this experience. That is absolutely tip-top number one.
I'm a wise man.
Look at you.
Nate, very wise. So anybody
Jeff, what did they do?
Really, I'm sorry?
So what happened, Jeff? How did you get scammed? What did they say, and what made you believe it was true?
So I'm not an idiot, which is probably what everybody thinks, first of all.
Okay.
So I got a phone call, and people had extensive personal information about me.
Yeah.
Not credit cards or Social Security or anything like that. Actual, real personal information about me.
Whoa. Okay.
And they used that to basically leverage and extort me for money.
Okay, so they had, so extortion makes me believe they had stuff about you that you didn't want anybody else to know. That's why they felt like they could extort you. Am I correct in that? I feel like you want to be vague, so I don't want you to spill any beans about something you might be embarrassed about. But is that the path?
They were impersonating law enforcement.
Okay.
They had, it sounded like radios in the background. A lot of people in the room sounded busy. This was not Bob and Tony in their parents' basement eating Cheetos playing Xbox.
They were impersonating law enforcement. Did they make you believe that you were guilty of something that you thought you were? Or, I mean, like, if anybody wants to accuse me of anything, if I didn't do something, I'm like, well, F you, call my lawyer.
Right, good luck to you.
Yeah, so what, did you actually do something and they somehow knew you did something that you were like,
no.
So what did you, what did they tell you and why did you believe it?
Well, like I said, it's personal, but it's everybody has
okay.
a life.
Sorry, man. Like, it's just so much vagueness. It's kind of a tune out.
It really is.
With all due respect.
Only because of the fact
that. But don't answer the calls.
Yeah, don't
Maybe
answer
we
the
shouldn't
calls.
Have answered that call.
No, we really shouldn't have answered that call.
Was that a scam? Was that what it was?
I think it was. It was a scam call. And you know what? I'm willing to pay whatever money it is to get that to stop.
And look, I understand that you know a person's embarrassed and doesn't want to look like an idiot. But guess what, buddy? You called a radio station, and you know what? You got scammed. Helping people out. I mean, you know, what personal information could they have about you that they didn't know you that you'd be willing to pay money to keep quiet?
Yeah.
If something's weird and say, it had to be an inside job, Danny.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Nate and Everett. Nate, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome to the show. What you got for us today, buddy?
So, I know you like following on Kickstarters or, you know, different board games.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Nate. You got a real bad connection.
Are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm on a Bluetooth. I'm driving.
Oh, okay. Well, do your best, man. We might have to hang up because it's hard to hear you. So, yes, you said something about Kickstarter.
So, I know you like following Kickstarters for different board games. Have you heard of the one that came out recently called Last Nights?
I do not know about Glass Knights. It's currently live right now.
Is that an Urban Dictionary thing?
No, not Urban Dictionary. Okay. But yes, it is still live. I'm looking at actually. I'm going to probably put in on it. But it's a chess shot game.
It's a chess like game.
It's chess, but the pieces are hollowed out for drinking shots.
Oh, that does sound kind of fun.
Oh, there it is.
It's a gentleman's chessboard and drinking game.
Oh, that's very clever. That looks really cool. Well, thanks for turning me on to that, Nate.
Oh, my gosh. Those are great.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's cool. It's called Glass Knights, and if you go on Kickstarter and do a search for it, that's cool.
It took them 24 hours to fund a $15,000 goal. They already doubled it, and they have still like 30 days left to go. But yeah, so the pieces look normal, but then you flip it upside down, it's a shot glass.
So I would imagine that you take a shot if your guy gets killed.
I would.
I feel like that's what's got to happen, right? If your chess piece is removed from the board, you've got to drink the alcohol in there. I mean, drunken chess, I love that.
You can play it the normal way, but I think you should have some fun with it. And yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, it looks like it looks like you have a little cap to the top, to the shot glass, so you can have the alcohol already in it.
Yeah. That's the idea. So then you play it, and while you're playing, when the piece gets taken off the board, you've got to take the shot, right?
Oh, yeah. Imagine like it's like something that you don't like a shot of like if you mix it all up.
All right. See,
man, this is
gamers do like games where we can drink and yet sloppy, and then you know at that point you don't care who wins. You don't even know what day it is. Especially with, I mean, I don't know how many chess pieces there are on your side, but you're gonna be trashed.
That is a really cool looking chessboard too. It looks nice. It's not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It has a classy look to it.
Yeah, it's a good looking set. All right, check
awesome
it out.
Awesome, because you can do it for your kids, too. You just put candy inside instead of an alcoholic shot.
Oh, yeah, get them all hopped up on sugar.
Yeah.
Or dried fruit, it says.
Put some kale in there.
That'll do it.
Oh, thanks for the tip, bro. Let's go to Roger in Kirkland. Roger, you are on The Rock. Roger?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Not too bad, buddy. Super what deeper. You got?
Hey, I just want to pass along one of the best recommendations. Congratulations, Steve, on becoming a father.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've got my wife and I have 19 years of a 15-year-old son. One of the best recommendations we got was to get this DVD called The Happiest Baby on the Block.
The Happiest Baby on the Block.
Ooh.
The DVD, it presupposes that there's a fourth trimester that the baby's missing out on. So it talks about swaddling, having sounds and everything. And as a result, the first 3 years, our son slept 12 hours a night, took 2 one-hour naps every day for the first 3 years.
That must be why, because we just got, and it was a pretty penny, but you know what? I saw that we could get more sleep if we bought it. So, you know, you can't put a price on sleep. It's called the snoo. And it's a, the website. The website's called The Happiest Baby.
Oh.
And I always thought that was weird that they didn't go by like snoo.com. And I wonder if that has something to do with it.
I bet it does.
Well, it's on YouTube as well, so I'll definitely check it out because that was the big selling point. My wife was all about it. I'm like, oh, is this one of your expensive things you want? You know, it's like one of those.
Why do you want things for the baby, honey?
Well, sometimes she's got expensive taste. Like, everything's from Nordstrom.
You
or
and BJ
like
are so stupid. Just go to Dr. Scholl's. I bet they make a baby thing.
But it's one of those, what the hell, the bassinet. And so, yeah. What?
I just love how you better learn the terminology at some point. You're about to have a kid.
I'm getting there.
It's one of those things that hold the kid. I don't know what it is. What do you put it around? It keeps them from pooping all over the place. What is that thing called?
What is this thing going to do?
What is this thing they put in their mouth and they get fed? What is that? I don't know what these things
like,
are.
Can't we just go to, like, you know, Best Buy or something like that? I don't know. Or Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah. Bed Bath & Beyond or Best Buy. Sure, you go there. Yeah, you get everything there.
Well, anyways, I look it up and I'm like, this seems a little bit more than I like to spend, but then I see it says, oh, it adds all this sleep. And then we had listeners that were texting about this thing saying this is the way to go. And the website's The Happiest Baby. And I always thought that was like, that's interesting. And it must be because
of that.
That's
great advice because seriously, if you ask anybody like me, well, I got no advice for you because we were the dark ages when I had kids.
And it's all about swaddling, whatever that means.
I didn't swaddle Joe or Sarah. All I did was just threw in a corner and said, shut up. I thought that was the way you did it.
So it says he's absolutely telling the truth. The happiest baby on the block is the one to get.
Damn, I've never heard of this in my life. Can it work now? Can I really shut my kids up?
Yeah,
can I
get it now? It's on YouTube.
All right.
Someone says the happiest baby on the block is nicknamed the Baby Whisperer.
Oh, I like this. All right, Steve.
Hey, look, man, for a guy that doesn't get a ton of sleep, if this means I could get the same amount of little sleep that I already get, I'm down.
Swaddling is amazing, by the way. I loved swaddling Lily.
What the hell does that mean?
So it's basically the way you wrap her up in the blanket.
Oh, like a burrito.
Yeah, like
very
a burrito.
Tight.
It's so cute, and they love it, and the more compression they have, the better.
You are so freaking unprepared for this. Will you please do something? Will you do a little homework? You're about to be a father, for crying out loud. Will you do something?
I did.
What is this swaddling? What do you call it when you put the kid inside a... What is that?
I put in a car. I bought an expensive swaddler.
Oh, did you? Well, yeah, you didn't know that was what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, God help you. Honestly, thank God your wife's paying attention.
Well, that's the work I've done.
Oh, yeah, the work you've done.
She does the research. She tells me what's up. I debate it because it's too expensive. And then I eventually came in and buy it, and then we're good.
Can't wait. This is going to be the most expensive thing that you can't get out of.
I am pumped about this thing. I can't wait to see this thing work.
Oh, yeah, I know that, but I can't wait for you. The bills will never end. The guy that wants to make deals and make money, you have two women now, your wife and your daughter, who will not allow you to scrimp. They're not going to allow you to scrimp on them. You're done. It's over for you. You're paying top dollar for everything, and you're going to be pissed the whole time.
I'm a simple man. I don't need a lot of things, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Well, you know what? Happiest baby also means the happiest Migsy.
Migsy. We'll see. Yeah, do they have the happiest Migsy? Can they get something for Steve?
It's this thing.
All right.
And someone says they actually do have a baby bed at Best Buy.
Okay. Well, then go get it then.
No, I already got something.
I didn't say they didn't have it. All right.
It says it's a Ford car driving at night bed.
Oh, you get that for yourself. You know, you need something, Steve. You should get a treat.
I'm here for you.
All right, here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and a stripper have in common? You're going to find out at 9:54 on The Rock.
He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a stripper have in common? What's that now? Huh? What do you have in common? Danny, figure it out, Danny.
Hi. I get to listen to a lot of Def Leppard, Danny.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Timing.
Yeah, that was really nice going, Danny.
Welcome.
Pour some sugar on that.
Ming.
So it says Steve pays the big bucks for the services of both.
$1.
Yep. Repeatedly.
Yeah.
Until the song ends.
Yeah.
Herpes. Just kidding, LOL.
Yeah.
And lots of glitter and blow.
All right.
We got a 23-year-old woman. She's got a great name. It's Manu Chica. She's a stripper in Florida, and she had a shift on Tuesday night. Apparently, she couldn't find a babysitter for a 3-year-old daughter, so she's like, I'll bring her along with me. But thought the strip club wasn't the place for her daughter, so said, you know, I'm going to leave you in the back seat of the car while mommy goes works. Yeah, she left eight. She cracked the window and left some toys in the back. I think this is the perfect, you know, mobile daycare center.
And I'm sure it was only 175 degrees in Florida that day.
So around 2 a.m., somebody called 911 because the daughter was in a car at 2 a.m. in a stripper parking lot.
This is why they need daycare.
She was arrested, by the way.
Good.
Ryan Castle, he's up next. He's out. He's out on bail. And hey, go Hawks, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.